Coach Legan's coming on over here. We will get a few words with him as we'll hand him the headset right there. And, Coach, a tough one here. Oh, he's not hearing anything.
There we go.
There we go. There he hears us. A tough way to open this one up, a bump-and-grind affair. Two teams that very familiar with one another in what you like to do and how you like to run it. But I thought the first half, just the offensive struggles there, seemed like there were a lot of opportunities that just couldn't quite find that rhythm offensively that we saw at Portland State.
Yeah, you know, I thought Montana State did a good job. They played real physical. You can see that in the game, but they did a good job of putting us in places that were uncomfortable for us. Our guys didn't adapt early in that first half. Defensively, I thought we gave them some easy baskets, something we haven't done all week. Our ball screen coverage was kind of, or all year long, our ball screen coverage was kind of down. Usually we get stops and we can get going in transition, but we let this team really shoot the ball well. I don't know if these stats are right or not, so I couldn't tell you. But, you know, we'll get back. We'll stat it. But you got to give them credit. Montana State played very well. We came down, had a couple chances, but just didn't finish it out. Didn't do what we needed to do.
Abdul Muhammad, somebody we knew Tyler Patterson was a designated 3-point shooter and stuck to him really well. He barely even had opportunities to shoot, but Muhammad there hit a couple of threes. There looked to be a little personal with Abdul there.
Yeah.
In the early going, knowing that you guys at Eastern had made life difficult for him. But once he started able to hit those threes, it forced you to make an adjustment.
It did, and he played good. You know, that's how he should play. That's how they should play. You know, they're playing against a WCC team. They're playing against a really good basketball team, and they gave everything they had. And now our guys need to start understanding, you know, that, you know, we have a target on our back, even though, you know, we're Portland from, you know, whatever, but we have a we're the WCC school playing against a Big Sky school, and we got to win that game. And you know, they played, they did everything. They tough, they made plays. You know, Abdul Muhammad was in there, you know, rolling around in the dirt, if you want to say, and doing everything he could to win a game. And so our guys got to get some chips on our shoulders, and we will. You know, I think we're feeling a little good after being 4-1. I think guys are sitting back a little bit, relaxed, and, you know, we try to turn it on, and we can't do that. We're not a team that can do that right now, and you can't just turn it on and be a good basketball team. We got to do it 24/7.
Obviously, the absence of Jack Perry there as you were searching, threes weren't going down early on. Certainly a guy you wanted to see. Christian Scholl got a little bit more run, but you had to play Mike Meadows. I don't think he came out of the game, did he? Played all 40 minutes. If not,
no.
It was very briefly.
He didn't, you know, and at that time in the game, you know, you're trying to stick with the guys that you have faith in and trust. And, you know, I tell these guys, no matter what happens, anytime in any game, you get opportunity to play. It doesn't matter if you're up 20, down 20. When you get in the game, you gotta really play your tail off. And you know, a couple games this year, we put some guys in and they didn't perform. And so in a game like this, you need it's close going back and forth. It's hard to look down right now and say, hey, let's get them in. And so, but they'll come. I've been around a long time. Those guys will come along, and then, you know, they'll figure out what they need to do. And that's the part of basketball. You know, basketball is a long season. You know, we want to win this game more than anything, but tomorrow's another day. We got to come back out and win. Our goal is now to go, you know, 1-1, and the next game go 2-1 on this trip, and that's the goal now. And so we got to do what we're supposed to do. Again, you got to start building trust, those guys with the coaching staff, and that means in practice they got to do some things, and that means when you get the opportunity in the games, and they'll get them. You know, those are talented kids in that room, and we're gonna call them. I mean, we got two more games and two days, so these guys are going to have an opportunity, so they got to be able to, when that bell's rung, be ready to go out there and play and perform. And that's how basketball works. You know, not a lot of everything's not always given. You got to go earn it.
Yeah, four pretty even teams on paper. We saw Southeast Missouri, they won their game on a home run play, hitting a three at the buzzer. They ran the old Bryce Homer
Valpo
play,
yeah.
Home run. So they're feeling pretty good about that set. But looking at them before our game, another big physical, rugged team that we're going to have to deal with tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, they are kind of big, but they play when they're making their runs. They play with a lot of guys with a lot of same size, you know. And so they're going to get under us. It's going to be like the games we played early at our place. So we got to be, you know, prepared for that. They're going to get under you, try to get under your skin, try to make different plays, make it difficult for you. And so we just got to handle pressure. We got to rebound the ball. We got to throw it inside. We got to, once we throw it inside, really make the plays and be aggressive and be strong and tough and handle what we're supposed to handle. And so we'll get there. And you know, these are building blocks. But, you know, I didn't think we'd go undefeated. Obviously, we were already not undefeated. But, we just got to learn. And this is one of the games you have to learn from. And this is one of the games you have to win. And we didn't win. So this is the first time, you know, our team's going to face adversity. I'm excited to see what we got coming out of that hotel tomorrow to bring it on to the game. I want to see what they got. It's going to be very, very fun and very interesting and exciting to see if they can come out and step up to the plate.
I thought Vasilij Vucinic in the first half, he was making a lot of good basketball plays, but I think there were some opportunities for him to maybe be more aggressive with his shot down low. Obviously, not going to spend a lot of time on the court with the feet with a quick turnaround, yeah. But a lot of good film for him to see all of the opportunities that he might have to go and the other thing is going up, going strong. He could dunk the basketball a little bit more too.
He can, and that's something we want him to do. It's something that we don't think something he can't do. That's something he can do. That's something he will need to do constantly. And that's something I know he can do. And he's a very talented young man. He'll get there. You know, these are all learning lessons. Just last year, this kid wasn't playing anywhere. He wasn't even playing back in his hometown. You know, he was playing, but he was playing playing behind adults. And this time, we're asking him to do a lot. And you know, Zoe's coming off some injuries, so back-to-back games, you're asking him to do a lot. And so you're throwing Chica in against big boys, and you know, no excuses. We got to go out and win a game, and that other team was better than us tonight. And we that's what happens.
Well, as we mentioned, quick turnaround, maybe a nice walk on the river, walk a little later, clear the head, and then get right back to it. First glance, I know you're funny with your assistant coach. Don't talk to me about Southeast Missouri.
Yeah.
Now we can talk about Southeast Missouri. What's kind of the focus to get prepared for tomorrow?
They got two big-time scorers that spread you out. You know, you got to slow those guys down. I think one of their big guys are out, so they're going to play a little bit undersized. But they got a kid who's coming in, dunking the ball, number 14. Again, I'm not good with names, but number 14 is a very good post player. So we got to do a good job of containing the ball, keeping it in front. They do a really good job of moving it around and putting you in places where they could try to drive you. And we got to do a good job of staying in front of the ball. And, you know, tonight that wasn't great, but we got to be good at it tomorrow because we're playing against a team that really can move around and put you in spots.
Well, we look forward to getting right back after it tomorrow. Appreciate you stopping by. Tough one tonight. We'll let you loose. We'll close down here. Everybody wants to get back, get off their feet, and get some food in their systems. And then right back here tomorrow against Southeast Missouri. Thank you, Coach, and we'll see you on the bus.
Thank you, guys. Go Pilots. Talk to you next game.
There you go. Coach Shante Leggins.